Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 4 with verses 5 through 8. But when one does not work, yet believes in the one who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. So also David declares the blessedness of the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not record. God reminds us today that through Paul, that works aren't always necessary when one believes from the heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Put aside works for a moment and see the heart where all love flows, allowing us to take part in the worship of our one and only God who brought himself to the world and lived as we do in all aspects but sin, allowing us to see him amongst the lost and lonely, willing to forgive their sin. This belief records righteousness. As the beauty of salvation, where works aren't recorded in belief of a Savior who forgives all sin and allows righteousness to be obtained by simply saying yes to redemption and pursuing the saving of souls as living truth. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Elliot, Julian, and Oliver. We pray for those who are dying today, and we ask for peace in their families and the hearts of those who take their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 4. We're in verses 5 through 8 this morning. It's a three-stanza poem. Try lines today. It's titled, Record Not Doubt. Ungodly justified belief, works not required, righteousness credited faith, declaring David inspired. Blessedness works apart, crediting God prepared. Forgiven iniquities start, covering sins ensnared. Man, Lord, blessed, sin covered without, works none confessed, record, not doubt. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's November 10th, 2021. We're recording this morning at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. We'll get a chance to do a little impromptu work this morning. If you've followed along in our podcast for the last few years, we always do a little bit of impromptu work. That means we just talk about poetry off the top of our head. Today I'm looking at a butterfly. It's beautiful and red. It sits as a reminder of those who have gone to bed. That's the bed of the Lord, eternal, don't you know? It's where we never grow old and our wrinkles never show. Amen. Have an awesome day in the Lord. To my good friends, John and Marie, and being thankful today for our good friend Billy and his special person, Karen. Thanks again for entertaining us yesterday as we continue to lift up the Lord together. As we look to close our podcasts at around 6:03 in the name of Jesus. You know, I looked through the clear water yesterday of the Ishtantuckney River and saw a bass of at least 10 pounds. I thought to myself, the Lord is amazing, as I listened to the splashing sounds of turtles saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is alive." Amen.